funding. There's DX. DX is a ham abbreviation for distance. DX is all about communicating with hams far away. Now, the definition of far away can vary a lot depending on the time of day and the equipment that's in use. But generally, when we talk about DX, we're talking about working or talking to foreign countries. Contesting. There are contests just about every week of the year. The contest is for making the most contacts in the time span of the contest. Contesting's fun, and it helps keep contesters' emergency communication skills sharp. QRP. QRP means low power operation. While we're authorized for up to 1,500 watts of power in most bands, some hams just love the challenge of communicating with what seems like impossibly low power, sometimes less than a watt. Fox hunting. Fox hunting is a radio game of hide and seek. Can you find a hidden transmitter with your directional antenna and your mobile receiver? If you can, you can win the game of fox hunting. Home brewing. No, not beer. Radio equipment. Honestly, modern ham transceivers are so sophisticated and complex, you're probably not going to build one of those at home. Nevertheless, there are plenty of other projects that even a beginning builder can complete successfully. Many clubs have occasional get-togethers for a group build of some simple project, maybe a simple antenna. Speaking of clubs, your local ham club is a great source of friendship and information. The National Ham Club is the American Radio Relay League, or ARRL. They're also our main voice in Congress and at the FCC. You can check out their website at arrl.org, and that's a place where you can find listings of local clubs, and it's also a great place to find a testing site when you get ready to take your license test. Amateur television. We aren't limited to just sending sound over the airwaves. There are two forms of amateur television. One is for still pictures, one is for moving pictures, and we can also send faxes over the air. Digital communications. Amateurs were sending email to each other over the ham bands long before there was ever a World Wide Web, and we use digital modes all the time. Amateur satellites. At the moment, there are about 20 satellites orbiting the Earth that are owned and operated by amateur radio operators. And once you have your license, you can use those satellites. Meteor scatter. Some amateurs enjoy bouncing signals off of meteors, more precisely off the trail of ionized air that's left in the wake of falling meteors. There's aurora propagation. How about ricocheting a radio signal off the northern lights? In the right conditions, with the right equipment, it can be done. There's vintage equipment. This is a whole subset of the hobby here. Some hams enjoy collecting, restoring, and operating old amateur radio equipment, especially the machines that use vacuum tubes instead of transistors. They'll tell you, real radios glow in the dark. Now, I have to admit, I'm kind of their spiritual brother, although so far I've resisted getting any vintage equipment for myself. It's pretty tempting, though. The old vacuum tube equipment is impractical, unreliable, it's inefficient, it's difficult to operate, it's too big, it has to warm up before it'll work, even when it does, and sometimes it's impossible to get parts for, it doesn't have all the conveniences of the new stuff, it won't do some really useful things, and in general, it's just wonderful. At least some of us think so. We find beauty, tradition, and craftsmanship in those old radios, and we enjoy the challenges they present. They do present some. There's public service. When you have the skills and equipment of a ham radio operator, you become more valuable to your community. Whether you're serving as an auxiliary communication service at a large public event, or providing life or death emergency communications in and out of a disaster area, hams have a long and a proud record of public service. There's participating in nets, networks. Hams had social networks decades before there was Facebook. Our social networks meet on the air, and they can range from groups as purposeful and focused as an emergency communications preparedness group to something as wide open as a weekly, hey, how's everybody doing? Some nets are local, some are national.